5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
But get that 1 foot out the grave. 1 foot in the grave, 1 foot in the church. Get that foot out the grave. God has need of you. There's some juices left in you. There's some life left in you. This element of creativity, it graces us. It's a grace. It's an ornament. It's an ornament around your neck. It's like a beautiful piece of jewelry. It graces you to do one thing, but in so many varied and creative ways. You know, learn how to cook one dish more than one way. You know, add a little seasoning to something. Anything. There's a world of creativity that surrounds us all the time. It's there. But the enemy and society try to put you on lock. People try to put you on lock. Even growing up, when you were doing something and you thought, you know, you're doing well, and somebody laughed at you or something, you just kind of froze up. I don't do that no more because they laughing. Or that little nappy head. That little nappy head girl in your first grade class was jealous of you. Y'all see memories coming up. I saw her face. No, but seriously, a lot of times we can put stuff on lock. Amen. And we call it getting shy or humble. Is what it is. And I'm not talking about being carnal and fleshly and all that. I'm talking about finding your identity in Christ. There's a creativity that should flow from you in your domain. And if you've not found it in that, you've not sought God enough. I'm not talking about just what you learned in your education. Because sometimes you took a whole lot of courses and ain't had to add nothing in 10 years. But you're a math major. You know calculus. I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying, you know, where we draw it from is from the Holy Spirit. We are connected to a world that the world don't know, that the natural man can't perceive. It's a world of knowledge, a world of understanding, a world of wisdom, a world with no limitations on it. God says, unto him that believes, all things are possible. Come on, enter into that realm with me where everything becomes possible for you, for your family, for your children, for your business. Ain't no shortage nowhere. Don't let the media fool you. Ain't no shortages nowhere. Ain't no shortage of success. There's enough success to go around for everybody. Everybody can be successful. Just because one gets successful don't mean that you can't be. Because one person gets blessed don't mean that, okay, now you jealous, now you mad. No, that means there's room for you to be blessed. God is not short on passing out blessing. Prosperity. Heaven has no shortage. Don't let the world fool you. Try to block you. Amen. Let me give you a definition of creativity. You see, creativity is attractive. People don't go to see boring stuff. You know a movie's boring. On Rotten Tomatoes, it got a zero and not one good review. Well, I just got to go see that. No, you ain't going to see that. You ain't going to see that. It's in black and white. Right? No, you want to go see stuff that's creative. Amen. That's going to stir you. Amen. That's going to stir your mind. That's going to stir your creative juices. That's, you want to see, you know, sometimes we suffer. We go see the little ones play. You know, when I say suffer, you know, you support them because they need that support. But, you know, when they get the ball and just go to running with it and the score ends up 1-0. Or zero zero. You know, good game, boy. You know, you weren't supportive. But I'd much rather see something on a professional level where guys are doing stuff that are off the charts. How did he do that? How could somebody jump that high? You know what I'm saying? See, why? Because there's a part of you that's yearning to create too. It may not be in a professional sport, but it's somewhere else. Because it's in you. Tell somebody right now, look at them, say, it's in you. Now let it out. Creativity is attractive and it's refreshing. It's refreshing. And a matter of fact, creativity will make you outstanding. Remember, outstanding is an attribute of excellence, not average. Who's excited about the average Joe? Nobody. We get excited about that that's off the chart, that's creative, that's attractive, outstanding, excellent. Amen? Now, the definition of creativity, the use of imagination or original ideas to create something, and it means inventiveness. I don't know that Joe would want me to tell this, but my son Joseph, he has an idea for something. He shared it with the family in that, and I don't know how much exploration and what how he's searched it out yet, but to me, it's like, whoa, that idea, man, is off the charts. If you can actually develop this and manufacture it, he's going to become a real Joseph. Amen. You know, that for 7 years was feeding the whole world. But it's an idea, and he stayed with it. And, I don't know, you know, we always pray that God will bring it out of him. But you have ideas as well. Creativity is the use of your imagination. Remember when you were a child, I don't know, some of us grew up in the era with the little G.I. Joe dolls, Captain Actions and Barbies and all that stuff. And, you know, you were a Superwoman or Hercules, right, Deacon? Hercules or Batman or... You know, Captain Axe. You were somebody. You know, you dun, 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 running around with a little towel around, a towel around your neck, and you know, a little something in your hand. Called it your sword. Got a little garbage can on top of something. It was your shield, and a pair of socks on for your boots and your shorts, and a little something with two holes cut in it. You ready to fight? You were using your imagination. And you was chopping up the enemy, boy. Chop, chop, chop. Could nobody whoop you. Right? What happens is the world tries to take all that from you. And make you a cookie cutter. Especially the church, a robot. You just go to church, pay your tithes, read your Bible, and behave yourself. Don't you do nothing else. And for a lot of people, that's how they view church. We ain't here to behave ourselves. We're here to take over. We're here to take dominion in the realm called earth. Upon this rock I will build my church, and hell, the very gates of it, shall not prevail. In other words, we came to take it over. We came to take it back. Amen. See, what's wrong, and this is the indictment, don't be offended, but this is the indictment against the church. The church, for a long time, has inherited the world's leftovers. And you know why? Because of the lack of creativity. Folk get in church and don't want to change. Get saved and just want to hold on to Jesus, girl. What are you holding on to? If you're going to experience something you never experienced, you got to do something you've never done. If you're going to have something you never had, you got to become something you've never been. That's not a bad change. That's a good change. God ain't mad at you. If you want something new, you got to discard something old. You want to think differently? You got to get rid of some stinking thinking. Amen. Look at somebody right now. Don't get offended. Tell them, get out of that mental ghetto. Come on. We're going to be like the Jeffersons. We're going to move up to the east side. We're moving on up. Get out of that mental ghetto. Stop letting the world or the systems of the world or people or situations, troubles. Paul said we're troubled on every side, yet we're not distressed. Why? Because we know that all things work together for the good. That my God is a very present help in time of trouble. Before the trouble came, God already had a solution. Nothing surprises God. Nothing blindsides the God that we serve. We're his children. He's obligated, covenanted to provide for us. Tell somebody, dream big. Stop nickel and diamond God. Where the issue arises, a lot of times people get in a hurry with stuff. I wanted to open up with a Hebrews chapter 3 and 4. Read it sometime when you read it. But it talks about entering into his rest. See, when you rest in your faith, God goes to work. When you are all anxious and troubled and worried about stuff, God stops working. Because you're working. But when you come into that place of faith rest, there remaineth yet a rest for the people of God. And it comes through believing. There was a scribe that asked Jesus, what shall we do to work the works of God? He said, this is the work of God, that you believe on him. Hello? What am I supposed to do? Well, first, believe. Out of that, God will direct you in what corresponding actions are necessary. Any man that come to God, he must first believe that he is. And that he's a rewarder. Amen. Imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attractions. That's a quote by Albert Einstein. Probably in our time, a man who God gave use of the more of his brain than anybody else. You know, we really operate only with less than a tenth of our brain capacity.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.